Okay. Morning, everyone. I started the fifth parak of Brachos yesterday. Let's get underway. We're on Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph. We're on the bottom of the Amud. Today's Daf is Daf Nun Hey. Let's see how much we can catch up. The Mishnah introduced us to the idea of Birchos Hodah, that there are brachos that I make just simply as an acknowledgement and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And as the Mishnah points out, all the bad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us as well. And that's the topic we're going to be discussing in more detail, but not today. That's coming up in the future. In the meantime, however, for public miracles, miracles that took place for the Tzibor, so everyone has an obligation when they arrive at that place and they see the place where a miracle took place on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, so you make a bracha. And the bracha is, it's the first bracha mentioned in the Mishnah, the top of the, if you take a look at the top of the Amud, Aroa Malkum Shanasu Bo Nisim Yisrael. So you see the place where an Esau took place for the Jewish people. So the bracha is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Acholam She'as Anisim Avasenu B'Makom Hazeh. This is the place. So we quoted a brisa on the bottom of the Amud, and the brisa mentioned a number of places where miracles took place. So we're going to start like about 10 lines from the bottom. The Amud Tanu Rabbanan, and we start with the Braisa. Haro Ma'avros Ayam Ma'avros Yarnon Ma'avros Nachle Arnon. So you see crossings. Yeah, I'm still crossing, Yarden crossing, and the crossing of Nachle Arnon, Avnei Al-Gabish, the stones of Al-Gabish, and Morad Beis Charon. Okay. And Evan Shabikish Lizro Gog Melech HaBashan. You see the stone. The stone happens to be a mountain in which Og wanted to throw on top of the Jewish people, and Evan Shiyashav Allah Moshe B'Shashach Yoshua. Or you see the stone that Moshe sat on as Yoshua was battling against the Amalekim. Muhammad Ba'amalek, the Isha Shalot, or if you see the wife of Lot, you're down by the Dead Sea, and you're
sign.
Correct, you're taking your spa and whatever at the Dead Sea, and you happen to see the remains of Lot's wife, Chomos Yericho Shnivla Bimkoma, or the walls of Yericho that are swallowed in its place, so Al Kulan. So these are all examples in which we have to give some sort of acknowledgement and thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for providing us with these types of miracles on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. Good. So the first two are clear. One is when we cross the Yamsuf as we were leaving Mitzrayim. And the other one is as we go into Eretz Yisrael with the Yoshua, so the Yarden just splits wide open. Good. So we got both of those. Those are clear. And we know where they are in Tanakh. Narchle arno minalim dechsev, alken yomar besifra mechamos Hashem, es vahev besufa. So we go to Parshas Chukas, and there we're introduced to a story which really is difficult, meaning just a simple pshat in the psukim, hard to understand. And the Gemara says, Tana, we learned on the following Braisa. Es and Hev, Bisufa, Bisofa. Now, in other words, that what we're going to do is we're going to darshan the pasuk like this. Es is the name of a man. Hev, or Hav, however you want to pronounce his name, that's the name of another man. And Bisufa comes from like the word Bisof, meaning they're at the end of the camp. They're outside the camp. Now, who is outside the camp? So let's put everything together. The Mitzara goes outside the camp, meaning the Mitzara is not allowed to be in the camp. Shnei Mitzarayim Hayud Ava Mahach Mitzof Machane Yisrael Kavukach Alfa Yisrael Asu Amorai. And here's the story. The story is that we went through the Amorim, and as we were passing between two mountains, so Avdelahun Nikirusa the Tashabahun. So what they did is they dug themselves a couple of caves and they hid in the caves. We're now on the top of Nundam and Beis. Amriki Chalfi Yisrael Hacha Naktalino. And their plan, a very simple plan, is that we're going to kill the Jewish people as they pass through the two mountains. So to ambush. V'lo hava yadid arun hava mazge kamayu di Yisrael v'hava meimich lehuture mikamayu. Here's what they didn't know. We have the Aron walking in front of us and the Aron flattens every mountain. Literally flattens every mountain. Kevin So now as we're walking through, and the Amorim are waiting in the mountains to ambush us, but the first thing that happens is the Aron passes over. The mountains now are getting squeezed together. The Amorim are in the mountains, they're getting squeezed as well. Now, they're literally getting crushed to death. Their blood is getting squeezed out, and their blood starts flowing out of what remains of the mountains, going down the valley of Arnon. Ki asu es vahev, es and vahev. So when these two Mitzrayim, the es and the vahev, when they see the flowing blood, chazudam anakanafik mi beneturi asu v'armelu Yisrael. So they now inform the rest of Am Yisrael, hey, look what happened. V'amru shira, and as a result of that, they said shira hainu dechsev, and now we go back to Parshas Chukas, and v'ashir anachalim asher natal l'sheves ad v'nishan l'kvul moav. And now you understand a little bit more the shira that's sung at Nachal Arnon. Okay, and that is what's mentioned in Parshas Chukas. Not the first time in Tanakh that you had Mitzrayim give information, right? In other words, we have elsewhere in Tanakh also where Mitzrayim, because they're outside the camp, so they're able to know things that other people aren't, you know, don't know. So in other words, when the Mitzrayim sent out of the camp, so, you know, Akash Baruch Hu in his infinite ways sometimes uses a Mitzrayim as a way of, you know, of informing. Avne agabish, my avne agabish, tana avanim shamdu agav ish. V'yardu agav ish. Okay, so the Avne al-Gabish is a reference to Iraq. It was al-Gabish, and it went, and it was Yored al-Gabish. What does all this mean? Amdu al-Gabish, Moshe. Dechziv ha'ish Moshe anav me'od. Ukziv ha'yechdulu ha'kolos v'abrad ha'matar. Lo nasach artsa yardo, I'm sorry, lo nasach artsa. So the Avne al-Gabish are the stones. The stones that Moshe descended with. And and they were omed. Rashi says they were omed ba'avir, meaning they stopped in the middle. Yardu agavish Yeshua dechsev kach lachas Yeshua's benun isha sheruach ba'avikziv vayhi menosem ibnei bnei Yisrael heim b'morad beis charon v'Hashem ishlich aleim avanim gedolos. These stones that were in midair were used later on historically by the time of Yeshua as part of the military. Okay, so obviously stone stopping in midair, stones continuing a generation later during the time of Yeshua. Obviously, that's caused a miracle, and that's caused a celebration, and thanking Akash Baruch Hu. Emet shebikesh og melcha bashal nizroka Yisrael gemar gemir. The gemar says we have a tradition, meaning you're not going to find any reference to this at all in Tanakh, not even an allusion. This is just simply based on Medrash, and the gemar here tells us the Medrash, tells us the tradition that we have. Amar machne Yisrael kamahava talse parse. So Og, who did battle with the Jewish people. So he says, let's size up. What is the entirety, what is the square area of the Jewish people? So it's 3x3 parsa. Ezel ve'yakar tura bartarsa pasav ishtarai v'akadlin. We're getting a very simple plan. Og will lift the mountain 3x3 parsa, throw it on the Jewish people, and so he will eradicate, exterminate the entire Jewish people. Azalaka tura bartarsa pasav ishtarai v'akadlin 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 v'akadlin. And so now as he picks up the mountain, so what Akash Baruch Hu does is he gets his infantry of little bugs, of termites, and bore into the mountain so that now as Og had the mountain lifted over his head, so now because of the holes that were created by the bugs, so the mountain actually fell on top of Og. Menachis b'tzavarei. And basically covered his neck, covered him all the way down to his neck. And then what Akash Baruch Hu did is, as Og obviously wanted to just simply lift the mountain over his head, you know, take it off his neck, take it off his head, so Akash Baruch Hu grew the teeth of Og so that now his head is anchored into the mountain. And now we understand Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim. The teeth of the Rishayim you broke, Uchad Rabbi Altikor Shibarta, Ela Shiravavta. And the word Shibarta could also be read Shiravavta, which means that you grew, right? Piria Verivia, right? Piria means to be fruitful. Now, Rivia, we translate as multiply. It's not really it's a Pshat, but the better Pshat would be that you not only have the children, but you raise them, you grow them. So over here, Shiravavta, so you, Kadosh Baruch Hu grew Og's teeth, so now his head is locked into the mountain. And the rest of the story, I'm sure we're all familiar with. Moshe kamahava eser amos. So Moshe was 10 amos tall. Shakil narga bar eser amen, shavir eser amen. He took an axe that was 10 amos long. He jumped in the air 10 amos high. Umachia bikursale vikartle. And he hit Og in the ankle. Now obviously this would make Og not just big, but beyond big. Meaning skyscraper big. And the Katle, and that's how Moshe killed Og, with the mountain over the head. Okay, literal, metaphoric, the Gemara over here, how is it to be understood? So, you know, people are going to stand on party lines in terms of how they generally view these types of Gemaras, whether literal or metaphoric. Now, what about the stone that Moshe sat on? Okay, Moshe sits on the stone. And, right, and the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, right, we just went through Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, end of the second perek, third. Oh, I just did it. That's great. Anyway, the Mishnah says that Kasher. The pasuk says Kasher Yarim Moshe. When Moshe's hands were raised, so the Jewish people won the battle against Amalek. And the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah asked the question: V'chiyado Moshe Osos Milchama? What that's what's doing the war? But it's really all about Kavana. In other words, as we look up, so then we're going to have Kavana. We're going to have the proper Kavana. End of the third parak, because that's where all the Kavana sugyas are. Okay, good. Next, Ishto Shalot Shenemar. Now we get to the wife of Lot. Shenemar v'tabed Ishto b'achra v'ti nitzav melech v'choma asiricho. Now the obvious question to ask over here is, that's not a good thing. That's not a miracle for the Jewish people. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Just wait momentarily. Now the wall of Yericho falling down, so that we have a pasuk that the walls fell down. Now Bishlam Akulunisa Leishol Shalot Peranos. So who? So the Gemara now asks the obvious question: the wife of Lot, that's Peranos. So the Gemara says it doesn't really fit into the list. Tani. So the Gemara says we're going to adjust the brisa just a little bit. Al Lot v'Alishto. Mivarchim Shtayim. Over Lot and his wife, there are two brachas to make. Ali Shto Omer Baruch Dinamis. Now, for the wife, that's a Baruch Dinamis, as that is obviously tragic. Va'alot Omer Baruch Zocher Satzadikim. Now, for Lot, the correct bracha to make is Zocher Satzadikim. Remember the Tzadikim. Now, Tzadik over here is going on Lot? Yeah, probably not. Right? Probably Avraham. The Amr of Yochanan, and that support for that is from the following Gemara. Tzadik over here is a reference to Avraham. Now the Gemara asks a technical question. The walls of Yericho, did they come tumbling down? Right, as the song indicates, or did they sink into the ground? So we're somewhat we're confused. The pasuk session, Ravi Kishma Hames Kol Hashofar V'Yariu Ha'am Chura Gedola V'Tipol HaChoma Tachteha. So the pasuk describes Nefila, it fell down. And meanwhile, the brisa that we read says it was Nivla'a, it sunk into the ground. So which one was it? So the Gemara says, "Kevin to put your baramaki adad inina mishum hachi ivla bolue." Well, the walls of Yericho were not like the mechitzas in the back of the room over there. They weren't tall and thin; they were short and wide. In fact, they were as wide as they were tall. Right, and it makes sense, by the way. Rachav lived in the wall, right? Meaning she had a house in the wall. So the wall wasn't just simply a brick after brick, but it was actually a structure. It was an edifice. So the walls falling, the walls sinking into the ground, for such a wall, it's really the same thing. So Amrav Yura Amrav Arba Tzrichim Laodos, four people need to give Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now to appreciate what's going on over here, you need to know the 107th Perek of Tehillim. I brought with me my trusty Tanakh today, but in other words, you gotta open it up, meaning it's the Pasuk describes, it's a long Perek. Like over 40 pesukim. So the Perek describes various people who went through some sort of perilous scenario, saved by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore need to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Yarda Ayam Ochim Midbaros Mishaya Holech Venezrape, Chol Venezrape Mishaya Chavish Bevesa Esurim. The Yatsa. And there are four various people. The Gemara is going to go through each one in particular. Now again, there's no drasha over here. This is straight out of the pesukim. What the Gemara is going to do now is just simply quote select psukim from this parak in Tehillim, and Hema roe maase Hashem v'omer ve'yamod ruach sa'ara ya'alu shamayim yerdu tohamos. You're on a boat. There's a lot of storm. There's a tempest out in the ocean. V'omer yachogu v'yanu'u kishikor. jumping around like a drunkard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you. The storm quieted down. It quieted. And so your response should now be, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tell people. Tell people what happened. Hoche midbaros. By the way, in other words, obviously, you know where we're going with all this. We're benching Gomo. Meaning, as the Gemara will say in just a moment, for all these circumstances nowadays, we don't have a carbon todah, which is what you should have done back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So what we now do nowadays, we make a bircha, birchas ha-gomo. Again, all this is coming up in the Gemara. This is the daf that talks about birchas ha-gomo. So in other words, when you do make a bircha ha-gomo, so you should tell other people, why are you making a birchas ha-gomo? And it's totally appropriate. Somebody makes a birchas ha-gomo to ask him, like, well, what happened? Totally appropriate. Hoche midbaros minalan. Someone walking through the desert, Dichsiv, again. We're just quoting Psukim now from Perek Kuf Zion. Tov b'midbar b'yishimon. You were out in the desert. Derech ir moshav lo matzau. No inhabitants. It was deserted. That's why it's called the desert. V'yitzaku al Hashem v'yidrichem b'derech yishar yodol Hashem chazdo. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed you a path, and you finally got out of the desert, so yodol Hashem. Probably did not read that correctly. Their souls are bitter. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu healed the individual. And finally, right, anyone who was in prison, minalan dichsiv yoshvei choshech v'tzal mavis, sitting in the dark, ki he meiru amri kel, they rebelled. The omer vayichna ba'amali ba'amomver v'izakul Hashem b'tzal lahem v'amri yotziyem mechoshech v'tzal mavis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of the dark, took them out of the dungeon. Omer yodol Hashem chasto, mayim avarach. So now the Gemara asks the question, what bracha do you make? Meaning, so now you went through this experience, and now you have a, it's cause to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously this fits in perfectly with our parak. Our parak talks about the bracha of hoda'ah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Rav Yehuda, baruch atah Hashem, l'kir ma'acholam, gomal chasadim tovim. Okay, baruch atah gomal. Okay, our nusach is a little bit different. Okay. You can see the Gaon over here on the Gemara, who quotes the nusach as we say it nowadays. Right, Hagomela Chayavim Tov Oshek Malani Kol Tov. Okay, Abaye Amar V'Tzach LaAsuye Kamei Asara. Now, when you say it, you got to say it in front of 10 people. Now, as I quoted the Pesukim already, it's clear. It's clear from the pasuk that you don't just say a Birchas Hagoma, but you got to say it in front of other people. You got to let other people know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Dechsev V'Yirmamuhu Bekalam. You exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of a nation. Now, Amar Zutra Amar V'Chem Minah Rabban, and Amar Zutra adds the following caveat. Of the 10 people, 2 of them have to be Talmidei Chachamim. Shenamar, uvemoshev zakenim yalaluhu. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of a zakin, and we know zakin is a reference to a Talmid Chacham. So maskev ravashi v'emekul rabbanah. Now, on this last point over here, maybe all of them need to be Talmidei Chachamim? So miksiv bekal zakenim bekal am ksiv. The Gemara says no, because the pasuk says bekal am. V'eima, well perhaps, be'asar v'sharama v'tshrei rabbanan. Well, maybe 10... just regular Jews, as if there's such a thing, and two Talmid Chachamim. Kasha, the Gemara says, okay, you're right. I don't know why we don't need to do that, but Kasha, meaning we don't need to do that, and why not? We'll let somebody figure it out. Rav Yehuda Chalosh V'itpach. Rav Yehuda is sick, and he gets better. Recovers from a serious illness. Ala Gabe Rav Chana Bagdasav Rabbanan Amar Le Bruch Rechmanad Yavin Yalein V'lo Yavich La'afra. The Chachamim came in and say to him, thank God you're here, not in the dirt. Okay. I mean, they said it pretty bluntly, but they said it correctly. Meaning, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're not 6 feet under. Amar lehu partartin yaseim le'uduye. Good, I don't have to say Birchas Gomel now. You said it for me. The Hamar abaye abaye duye ba'pe asar. Now the Gemara says, don't you have to say it in front of 10? The Havabe asar. So the Gemara says, yeah, there were 10 people there. That's not a hard kasha. Now, he himself didn't make the hodah. They made the hodah. So Lord Sarach Dani Basrai Amen. The Gemara says, well, he said Amen. And once you say Amen, you're basically repeating exactly what they said. So, okay? Good. I'm Rav Yehuda. Shlosha Tzrichim Shimur. There are 3 people that are delicate and in a precarious situation and need extra protection. So your chola, your chasen, and your kala. Right? Chasen and kala, the minig is, chola sick, right? That we know. Chasen and kala, the minig is that on the day they get married, they need a shomer. Right? They need protection.
What about
right?
A man?
Huh? What about
a man?
What about?
Deceased.
We're going to add a couple more to the list as well. So I don't know if this is an exhaustive list, but the idea is that they're more sensitive, and maybe the Gemara here talks about people who you wouldn't have thought otherwise. But they need extra shmira. Rashi says they need extra shmira from the mazikin. Now we have a brisa that also talks about people who are delicate, fragile conditions. They need extra shimor, someone who's sick, a woman who just gave birth, chasan and kala. Now some say also an avel as well, right? An avel just experienced a loss and he's in a very delicate situation, psychologically, metaphysically, right? We can go over the whole gamut. Af tamid chachamim balayla, tamid chacham at night as well, right? There's by the way, Rashi explains beautifully. Chasan kala tamid chacham. They're delicate, they're fragile, they need extra shimur. So Rashi says, sure they do. And Rashi says, why are they so fragile? Why are they so delicate? So Rashi says, kina, jealousy. Because the chas and the kal tamar chacham, so they, in other words, people look at them and they are jealous. In other words, these people are right now, chas and the kal, it's for one day, okay, 1 week maybe. But a tamar chacham, they're in a position where people look at them and say, yeah, well, you know, I'd like to be in that situation right now. Okay, good. By the way, Tamar Chacham at night.
They found the learning protects them.
The learning protects them. I mean, the Gemara could be understood, you know, as from on the esoteric level, from a Zikin. Okay. Amar Yudah Shlosha Dvarim Hamarich Ben Marichin Yamav Ushnosav Shel Adam. Three things where the longer you engage in these activities, the longer your life is going to be. Amarch b'tfilosofa, amarch b'shulchanu, amarch b'veitzakiste. Davening, sitting at your table, and bathroom. Now we're going to go through each one. Amarch b'tfilosofa, mayusei. Now the Gemara says, is that really true that when you're marach b'tfila, that's a good thing? Right? You long shmona esrei, that's what you want? We're now on the top of Nun Hamad Aleph. Kol amarch b'tfilosofa, mayin baso bali dekev leiv. You have a long davening, a long Shemona Esrei. You're setting yourself up for heartache. Shenamar tocheles mumushecha machlas leiv. The pasuk says tocheles. Rashi says tocheles is davening. Right? Vayachal Moshe. Or as we get up to Yamim Noraim, we just had Rosh Hashanah. We're going to see Yom Kippur. Ochila lakel. Okay, so that's davening. So in the pasuk in Mishlei says that if a long davening, if it's moshech. So machla leiv. That's you're asking for a heartache. You're begging for a heartache. And the Gemara just piles on right now with the questions that a long davening is not good. You go by three people. Oh, they're in serious trouble. Somebody who passes over a wall that's already inclining. So now you need a little extra help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect you right now. Iyun tefila, having a long davening, that's no good. Umoser dinah chaver l'shamayim, and you point to somebody else and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you deal with him. So you do that, and you know what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, before I deal with him, right, let me deal first with you. Halokasha adam ayin ba adalama ayin ba. We've already experienced this idea earlier in the Gemara. The Gemara here repeats, it depends. A long davening is not in of itself bad. In fact, you could say that a long davening is good. However, if after you daven, you're expecting to get what you daven for, that's bad. That's machlas leiv. That leads to a heartache. Obviously, meaning you don't need to, the Gemara over here could be understood with a tremendous amount of depth. And then the Gemara can be understood also very simply. Meaning, if you're now expecting to get what you daven for, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not necessarily give it to you, and of course that'll lead to a heartache. Now, however, davening long, but not with the expectation that you're going to get for whatever you daven for, so that's healthy, that's good. So what the Gemara says, so what do you do? You ask for mercy, meaning you just simply say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, but with no expectations. Now, number two, we said in terms of what's going to give you a long life is having a long meal. Long meals. Why? So, right, the longer the meal, usually the worse it's going to get. Right, more eating, more lashon hara. Right, it's not always good to have a long meal, but the Gemara says it is good in this context. That you have a long meal, someone poor is going to enter into your house, and you're sitting at your table, and you're eating, and you can invite him in, and he can sit down at your table. The Gemara says that's the benefit of having a long meal. The pasuk in Yechezkel that talks about the building of the Beis Hamikdash, the third Beis Hamikdash, so containing these pesukim, he first talks about the mizbech, and then he talks about the shochan. Pasach b'mizbech v'sim b'shochan Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar mitavar kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayam mizbech mechaper al Yisrael. So when we had a beis hamikdash, we had a mizbech, and that was a kapara. V'achshav shochan shalad mechaper alav. And now we don't have a mizbech. So what's our kapara? Our shochan. Our shochan is our kapara. And again, in the context of the Gemara, what that means is not just that you have a table in your house, and not that you eat on your table, but you invite people. You have aniyim at your table. And that is a kapara. Hamarch bebeis akise malyusi. Now the Gemara says, how about long bathroom? Now we said on the bottom of the Amud, that's a great thing. Now the Gemara says there are 10 things that lead to tachtonios. We could explain it as hemorrhoids, but that's assuming we really know what it is. But it's some sort of colon pathology. Ha'ochel, in the list of 10 things that lead to tachtonius are eating alei kinim, eating some sort of leaf of a reed, alei gefanim, the leaf of a grape. Now, I happen to like stuffed grape leaves, so I don't know, again, I don't know enough to know, but lulavi gefanim, eating the shoots of the palm. Umarige behema, eating any part of the animal that is not smooth, but rather has ridges in it. Rashi gives a short list of things that you shouldn't eat. Okay, now I know I'm not gonna be popular after reading this Rashi, but Rashi says, "Kamo achayech v'haloshon v'hakeres hapanimi ubeis hakoses." Right, the list of meats that really a person should not eat because it leads to colon issues is the cheek, the tongue, and the stomach, and the beis hakoses. That's one of the four stomachs of the ruminating animal. Okay. Those are the things that you should not eat. So again, we're not saying it's osir. It's not osir. It's just it leads to colon issues.
Two of them are gifts to the
Kohen. Mm-hmm. The keva is what we give to the Kohen, right? Right.
I meant the cheek.
Oh, you meant the cheek. Okay, right. Cheek and tongue, right? Those, right. That's part of the Matnas Kahuna. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Shedger shel dag. Don't eat the spine of the fish. V'dag malich she'enu mavush al kartzochel. Salt the fish that's not fully cooked. Hashos v'shomer yain, eating the wine dregs. Hamekanech besid, wiping yourself using limestone. Or the charas is wiping yourself using sharks. You know they didn't have toilet paper. And right. I mean, I could. We can go on about this point, but meaning the Gemara actually elsewhere says it's also to use toilet paper. A different discussion. Okay, not for now. Hamekanech b'tzur shekanech bo chaver. Wiping yourself using a stone. By the way, that's what they used for their hygiene. They wipe with stones. Wiping with a stone that was used by somebody else. Not recommended. And then finally, what's the last thing that leads to tachtonios? So, hanging out in the bathroom too long. So, is extra bathroom time good or bad? So we are confused. Lo kasha, the Gemara says, do not be confused. Hadamach v'tali, hadamach v'lotali. No. Frequent bathroom stops are good. Spending extra time in the bathroom during every pit stop, that's not good. Ki ad amra le ha'i
machunusa. Like in the good Asia,
yeah,
that's
correct.
That's funny, I agreed.
He had Amar le'ayim mitchunusel Rav Yehuda bar Yilai panecha damim lemegal lechazirim ulemave beribis. So a matron, a woman, goes over to Rav Yehuda bar Yilai and says, "Wow, you look really good." And she not only compliments him, but she then insults him. She says, "You know, what do? You raise pigs for a living? You lend with interest, meaning are you involved in types of work that don't require a lot of effort? Okay, right. Because you look really good. You don't look like you work very hard. So Amarlay Hamnusa Li Didi Tarvaya Asiri. Now, I can't lend with interest. That's Asir. And I can't raise pigs. That's also Asir. El Asrim Varba Besakisa Ikam Ishpazala Be Midrasha. Now, he provides for her a lot of information. One can argue too much information, but he tells her, "Look, there are 24 bathrooms on my way to the Beis Medrash every day." And I make 24 pit stops to the Beis Medrash on my way to the Beis Medrash, and that is why I look as good as I do. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shoshet Dvarim Mekatsum Yamar Ushnosav Shel Adam. Three things curtail and truncate a person's life. Number one, Mishnah Lo Sefer Torah Kors Veino Kore. Someone gives you a Sefer Torah to read and you refuse to read it. Now, I would venture to guess that if he can't read it, that's a different story. Okay. I believe the Gemara is talking about the person who can, but simply opts not to. Koshal Bracha Levarach Reino Mavarach. Someone hands you the Koshal Bracha. Here, could you bench? And you say, no, thank you. And again, I'm going to guess as well, we're not talking about the person who can't, we're talking the person who just simply does not want to. V'hamanigatma barabanus. And someone who behaves in a bossy, authoritative manner. Not good, says the Gemara. Shortens your life. Sefer Torah likros v'eno kar dechsev ki uchayecha v'orachem echa. Kosho bracha l'avarach v'eno mavarach dechsev avarachem avarach echa. Where the Gemara quotes psukim that says that you should read from the Sefer Torah because it leads to long days. And you should bench because you're going to get, if you make a bracha, if you bless others, you yourself are going to get a bracha. V'amani gatzma v'rabanos tam rabbi chama brachanina mimne ma meis yosef kodom la'achav. And the Gemara makes such an unbelievable observation. Yosef died before all of his brothers, and he was the baby of the family. Of course, barring Binyamin. But he was the baby, and he died first. Because he took on that position of leadership, and it ages. I've said this many times to you. Take a look at the pictures of presidents. Before and after their presidency. Wow, that position ages people. And so that's what it does, and Yosef died early. He died at 110, right? Am I right? I'm saying it correctly? He died at 110. Now, we don't know. The Torah doesn't give us the ages of when his brothers died, but as Rashi points out, we know that the brothers buried him. So in other words, he died first. Three people need Rachmanos, Melech Tov, Shana Tov, V'Chalom Tov. Good king, good year, and a good dream. The heart of the king is in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shana Tova Dichsiv Tamineinei Hashem Lokecha Ba Mereishis Hashana Ve'ad Achris Hashana. And finally Chalom Tov Dichsiv Vatecha Meini Ve'heche Yeini. Okay. Ma'amar Rav Yochanan Shoshet Dvar Machriz Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Ve'Elohein. Three things that are announced by Kadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo uveatzmo. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes his proclamations himself personally. Ra'av sova parnas. Either famine, or years of plenty, or a good leader. Or parnas, I'm sorry, parnas tov. Ra'av dichsiv kikarashem la'ra'av. Sova dichsiv akarasi al hadagan v'her beisi oso. And following parnas tov dichsiv, you see, all these things were announced by Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak in Ma'amidim Parnas al Tzibor el Imkein Nimlachim B'Tzibor. Now it sounds like the Gemara here is describing some sort of democracy, but in other words, you got to ask the people. But to use the word democracy over here, I think is imprecise, and I don't think that's really what the Gemara here is referring to. And you will see what I mean as we go through this Gemara. Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Rokar Hashem b'shem b'tzalo amar lo kadosh baruch hu l'moshe Moshe agon alecha b'tzalo." So Hashem says to Moshe, "You like b'tzalo as my pick?" Right, this is Hashem's question. So amar lo ribono sholom im lefanecha agon lefanei lo kol shekein. So Moshe's answer is, of course, I think what we would all say. Well, if it's your pick, hey, right? If you like him, Hashem, I think I'm okay with it. Amar lo afapi kein lechem or lahem. And so now Moshe asked the Jewish people, all right, you like B'Tzalo? By the way, Hashem picked him, and by the way, I kind of like it myself. So, well, if Hashem likes the pick and you like the pick, so we're going to go with the pick as well. Good pick. Excellent pick. So I wouldn't call this democracy. You're right. This is more like, it's kind of like a rubber stamping. Okay. It's more like an appeasement, if you will. No, I'm not saying it a bad way. Meaning, no, there's legitimacy to appeasing the masses. And this is a form of appeasement. I'm Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, I'm Rav Yonasan Bezal, Hashem Chachmaso Nikra. B'shashi Yamalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Lechem Orlo LaBezal, Aseh LeMishkan Aron V'Kelim, Halach Moshe V'Afach. So Hashem said to Moshe, Bezal, who's going to be the chief architect of the Mishkan, here's the instructions. First build the house, then build the Kelim of the Mishkan. And what Moshe did is when he reported this to Bezalel, so he switched the order. Now, the Gemara does not explain to us why Moshe does that. So maybe Moshe was testing Bezalel, perhaps. The Gemara does not explain. So Bezalel says, look, you can't first build the furniture and then build the house because where are you going to put the furniture? Makes more sense to me to first build the house and then make the furniture. And perhaps, says Bezalel to Moshe, that was the order in which Hashem told you. Armelo Shema Bezalel Kel Hayisa V'yadata. And now playing on the name Bezalel, Bezalel Kel, you were in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe you got inside information. Wow, that was impressive. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yodea, Aya Bezalel Tzaref, Osteo Shenivru, Bahem Shemayim Va'aretz. Bezalel knew how to put letters together of the Aleph base in order to form and formulate. Okay, obviously we are deep into the esoteric over here of taking letters and combining letters in order to create. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, He took the letters of the Aleph base and that's how it created. It is the DNA of creation, the blueprint of creation. The very fabric of creation. And Bezalel knew how to engage in this. So, Ksiv Achav, Yamalei Osam Ruach Elokim B'chachma V'Svuna V'Das, Ksiv Hasam, Hashem B'chachma Yasad Eretz Konein Shemayim B'Svuna, Ksiv B'Dato Tomos Nivku'u. Kadosh Baruch Hu employed Chachma, Bina, and Das. That is correct, right? Bezalel was a Chabadnik. That's absolutely correct. Chachma, Bina, and Das. I'm Rav Yochanan in Kadosh Baruch Hu, no sin chachma ala mishi yeshbo chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma to whom? To someone who has chachma. Obviously, it creates a conundrum. Well, if you have chachma, why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu giving it to you? And for those who don't have chachma, they're not going to get chachma. Well, how do you get chachma to begin with? Right? So chachma over here, in other words, the original chachma that a person has could be Yiras Hashem. Right, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. That's the beginning of Chachma. Right, Shenemar Yaiv Chachma Sal LaChachmamim Umin Adal Yodei Bina. Gemara quotes the pasuk in Daniel. Who gets Chachma? The Chachma gets Chachma. Okay. Shamar Rav Tachlifa Bar Me Arava VeAmer Kamed Rabbi Abba Amar LeAsa MeAsa Masnitzel Lu Ana MeHacha Masnitzel Luhu. Now in Eretz Yisrael we say it a little bit differently. We make the same point, but from a different pasuk, dechsev uvalev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Somebody who is a chacham lev, you know what I give him? I give him chachma. Right? I say this by Gemara all the time. In order to learn Gemara, you got to know Gemara. Okay. In other words, again, when I was younger, I didn't understand what that meant, but now I'm a little bit older. I'm starting to understand. Amar Rav Chista kol chalom v'lo tavas. Now, from this point forward, the rest of the daf today is dedicated to the topic of dreams. And it doesn't stop. It goes into tomorrow's daf as well. Okay? So the Gemara will spend a significant amount of time discussing what are the significance of dreams. Okay? Obviously, it's a very interesting Gemara. Right? These next two, even more. Okay? It's a lot. A lot of Gemaras that talk about the very nature of dreams. Now, like a dream, we're not going to get a lot of clarity on the issue, meaning it's going to be, the Gemara here is going to give statements which sometimes are going to conflict with one another and seem to be at odds with one another. And so we're not going to walk away from these Gemaras with clarity on the issue of dreams. But we'll, yeah, Yeah, in other words, you learn the Gemara, you sleep on these Gemaras. You dream about these Gemaras. I'm Rav Chista. Kol chalom v'lo tavas. Okay, any dream v'lo tavas. Tavas, we actually had that word recently. That's fasting. All right, we talked about it in Tosfos. Tosfos says that because he didn't make havdalah, so he went to bed fasting. Right, that was the Gemara in Pesachim that we talked about not that long ago. Anyway, Rashi over here explains what Rav Chista means. Our first statement about dreams. So Rashi says, "Kol chalamos yira adam v'lo yira echad me'osam shu shari b'tanis she'eino tov tavas loshen tanis kamo bas v'tavas amor b'dayavish." Right, Rashi quotes the Gemara with the pasuk in Daniel. Anyway, every dream, if you see yourself fasting in a dream, don't worry about it. It's fine. Now, v'amrav chista chame de lo mishra ki igrasa de lo mikre. We're going to see this next statement of Rav Chista a lot over the course of these next couple days. If a dream that's not interpreted is like a letter that's not read. Now, that's not a bad thing, right? You understand? In other words, it could very well be that the letter doesn't have the best news. So you know what? Sometimes the best thing to do is don't open it. When you have a dream and you're confused and what's going on in that dream, sometimes the best thing to do is don't analyze it. Now you have a good dream, so not all of it's going to be fulfilled. Then you have a bad dream, not all of it's going to be fulfilled. Now a bad dream is better than a good dream. Really? So Rashi says, yes, really. I mean, first of all, the Gemara says it. So we don't need Rashi to make that point. But Rashi explains, why is a bad dream better than a good dream? So Rashi says, because a bad dream will encourage you to do tshuva. Okay? Good day to talk about it. Erev Yom Kippur. So Rashi writes, where's the Rashi? Adiv mechamatave Rashi, it's towards the bottom. Shemevi is a adam le de tshuva. Okay, Rashi says it straight out. V'am Rav Chista chama bisha itzvusei mistaye. Now you have a bad dream, and you wake up now with anxiety, and you're worried. So the Gemara says, good. Now in general, anxiety is not good. In fact, anxiety is very bad. But in other words, you're anxious from the dream. So the Gemara says, that'll cure your dream. Now chama tava chadvay mistayeya. Now the Gemara says, but the opposite's also true. You have a good dream and you're happy. That happiness is going to be, so to say, the cure of the dream. Which basically means now you've exhausted the zchus of the dream because you were happy. So Amar Rav Yosef, chama tava afilu didi b'dichusa mefacha lei. Now when I have a good dream, so in other words, I'm happy about it, so that'll nullify the dream. Amar Rav Chisa, chama bisha kashe minagda. Now having a bad dream is worse than getting malchus. Meaning the Gemara is basically saying anxiety. And being anxiety ridden is worse than actual physical suffering, corporal punishment. Meaning, because the dream comes directly from Akash Baruch Hu, as opposed to Malchus. Malchus comes from another man. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yirmiyahu, which obviously talks about dreams, and then talks about tevin and bar, straw and grain. What a non sequitur! We're talking about dreams, and now we're talking about straw and grains. Ela Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Keshem Sheyev Shal Abar Below Tevin Kachiyev Shal Chalom Below B'Devarim B'Teilim. Every dream is going to have a little bit of nonsense. Amar Berchi Chalom Alfa Pishim Mitzasim Miskayim Kulo Inam Miskayim and Alem Yosef. And let's cite a source in Chumash where we see this idea that every dream is going to have a little bit of nonsense. The pasuk by Yosef says, "V'ine Hashemesh ve'haya reach ve'echad asar kochavim." Now Yosef is talking about the sun and the moon. Now the sun is his father, clearly, and who's the moon? So lechor, it's his mother. The problem is, right? Rachmanas, mom died. So who's the moon? So the Gemara says this is evidence. This is proof that every dream is going to have a little bit of nonsense. Va'ishaita ime lohavat. Amar Rav Levi, La'olam yitzape adam l'chalam tov ad chav beishana. Now you have a good dream, and you're looking forward to the realization of that good dream, so you can wait as much as 22 years. Now we know that at the time that Yosef had his dream, he was 17 years of age. We also know that 30 years of age, he stood in front of Paro as he was released from prison. So that accounts for 13 years from 17 until 30. Vishiv disavah. Now, remember, obviously, he was taken out in order to interpret Paro's dreams. Paro dreamt about 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. We know that, so now you're going to tack on another 7 years of plenty. So, v'tarte dechafna, and now 2 years of famine, and when finally the brothers came down to Mitzrayim, so ha-chav beis, that's 22 years in total. And finally, the brothers came down to bow in front of Yosef. Amrav huna la adam tov ein marin lo chalom tov. La adam ra ein marin lo chalom ra. The Gemara says something counterintuitive. For a good person, he's not shown a good dream. For a bad person, he's not shown a bad dream. Now Rashi explains over here based on what we already saw this morning. For the good person, so obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be even better and encourage him to do tshuva. And by seeing a bad dream, more tshuva, he'll become even more perfected. But for the bad person, however, and we're not talking about a benoni, we're talking about somebody who's fundamentally bad. For a bad person, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to exhaust any zechuyos that he has in this world, so he'll show him good dreams. That's again, all that I just said is Rashi. David never saw a good dream. Achitofel never saw a bad dream. Now the Gemara is bothered because the Pasuk in Tehillim says that as part of our bracha, we're not going to see bad dreams. And oh, by the way, the end of the pasuk describes how part of the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us is that when we come home, our wives will not be a suffig nida. So the Gemara says like this. The person himself, for the tzaddik himself, he will not see a bad dream. As we discussed earlier, that will cause stress and anxiety. He himself will not see a bad dream. But others will have a bad dream about him, obviously notify him, and that will obviously cause him to do tshuva and become even more perfected. Now, not dreaming, says the Gemara, in of itself is a bad thing. We play on the word saveya means sheva. You go 7 days without a dream, that's bad. Well, what it means is like this, meaning that what's bad is to go 7 days with not dreaming at all. But if you had a dream and you didn't remember what you dreamt, that's fine. Meaning now you've solved the dilemma of going a week without dreaming. Okay, that's fine. But in other words, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures the tzaddik is that he himself will not experience a bad dream. Okay. We got to stop. Okay, tomorrow. We'll pick it up. Tomorrow, Sfarik Mincha, we looked up the time. Sfarik Mincha is at 4:25 and our Mincha is at 4:30. Okay, either way, we're going to meet tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'll go downstairs. We'll meet in the main sanctuary, and everyone have a very easy fast and a gemar tov to everybody.